Job.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. Supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 30th of August. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the famous Joe Dodds. I've had a tweet from Rob Parker at Go Vicinity. You surfaced again, Rob. I haven't heard from you for ages, mate. He says, I've tuned in today and it's the first time in a while, due to being out and about too much. And there's some interesting chat going on. So thank you for that. That's Go Vicinity Creative. Go Vicinity is their Twitter handle. So do give them a follow on Le Twitter.
That's very posh, very international.
We've had a tweet from Western Hanger Castle.
That's good.
Saying, loving it.
How did they get on yesterday? Can they tweet? Tell us how it went.
Yeah, I did see a tweet earlier that with a picture of, because they had the film festival thing there,
yes,
didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked pretty rammed. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, and can I give a shout out on that? That reminds me to the food festival that took place in Hythe at the weekend on Sunday and Monday. It was absolutely amazing. So many of my friends on Facebook were saying that they'd gone down on Sunday and enjoyed it so much that they went down again on Monday. And that was organised by He-Man and his team from Hythe Life, who owns the shop in Saltwood.
Hmm. Fantastic. Good stuff. Right. I've got an email here. Just arrived. Exciting work by 17-year-old Max White. He's a former student from Seven Oaks School. He's an art student. And according to this, he's going to be the next big thing in the art world. This work is yet to be displayed, and we are pleased to be able to offer you an exclusive viewing prior to release. And this is at the Grierson Galleries in Seven Oaks. And you can get your exclusive viewing by emailing Graham E. G-R-A-H-A-M-E, Graham E at Grierson Galleries. Grierson is spelt G-R-I-E-R-S-O-N, GriersonGalleries.com. Do check that out. An up-and-coming artist with a pre-release viewing at Seven Oaks.
Lovely. Mm. Well, we've had a tweet from Denise saying your shout-out was great, apart from you got the time wrong, which is 4 o'clock, apparently.
What did I say then?
Or maybe you didn't say the time. I don't know. All she says is thank you for the shout out. Perfect apart from the
She's
time.
So
which is
picky.
4 PM.
She's so picky. Do you know what? I'm going to do the whole thing again and see if I can get it right. I'm just going to read exactly word for word what Nies has said. Okay? Vanilla web. Plus. Plus.
Plus.
Can alternate shadow have a B bunker shout out for White Lies Faversham Saturday 3, 4 PM. £5, Hot Fest Fringe.
Ah, I see. It's that Twitter shortening thing.
There you go.
Isn't it? Yeah, very good.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Third at 4. Very good.
Yeah.
So I've got an email here from the Faversham Creek Hotel and Red Sails Restaurant, which was mentioned earlier, but for different reasons. And this is an event on the 15th of September, a fashion show. And it says, our sparkling lady, Lucy Guthrie, is providing the sparkling ladies an opportunity to view Captain Tortue's autumn winter collection, which will be modelled by a number of sparkling ladies at the hotel. I have no idea who the sparkling ladies are. I'm going to go and Google them now. Come along, sit back and enjoy the show. And if you'd like to participate and be dressed and styled by Lucy, please let us know. If it'd be helpful to have your clothes size so she can have an idea of the sizes to have available.
I'm a 12.
Captain Tortue clothes are everyday wear and workwear with a little French twist. It says, take this opportunity to try something out of your comfort zone. The bar will be open and they'll have a cocktail of the night. It'll be 7:30 arrival, fashion show at 8. And then there's going to be future dates for sparkling ladies on sparkling Thursdays from 7:30. So 5th of September is the one I'm just talking about. And then there's 20th of October, 17th of November, 15th of January. And that's from Tracy David and the Faversham Creek Hotel team.
Fantastic. Well, funnily enough, I've just had a tweet from the Hot Festival Fringe, which is where White Lies is taking place. And they say, please come Hot Festival Fringe, have a shout out on the Business Bunker. Our Fringe Festival this coming weekend in Faversham, only £5 a show. There you go. And I've also had a tweet from Terry Botfield, who was guest on last week's show.
Last week, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he says, Finn and Ware Business Bunker, great show today. Please give me a shout out, free initial discussion on your business development. Follow him on the Twitter at TDBotty. TDBotty.
Yes.
So do
that.
That's
making Ellie giggle.
14th of September, UKP Leisure Sittingbourne. That's the UK paper social club. At 6:30 to 9 p.m, a chance to meet all the directors and our partners at Mongoose Energy Limited. There's a full event details on a link, and the link is 9 million miles long because it's an eventbrite.co.uk E55 April 3-year bond, Orchard Community Energy bond. I can't read out the entire link. I will put it on a Kent Business Radio website. But this is from Stephanie. I'm sorry, Stephanie. I didn't notice this. When I printed out your email, I put her name on the bottom to save it going on to two pages.
Yeah.
And it's auto-corrected her name.
To?
Stephanie Carpets.
Oh, she sounds so much posher than that normally.
Well, you know her, Jo.
I know. It's Stephanie Carpetus or Carpetus. I don't know how you
exactly
pronounce it. Exactly.
It's Stephanie Carpetus.
I knew exactly who you meant when you said Carpets.
Yeah. But I just noticed. I was so sorry, Steph. I hadn't noticed that before. But you're now Stephanie Carpets forevermore. Anyway, it's about communities taking ownership and control of energy generation and coming soon, energy supply, when Mongoose launched their own energy supply company. Surplus profits build a community fund. Over the lifetime of the solar array, which is normally 25 years, this will be circa 3 million quid. Other parts of the UK have had success with this model. Bath and West, Ovesco in Lewes, Nottingham City Council have their own energy company, Robin Hood Energy. At Grassroots, Sustainability Connections is also rolling out the next big energy-saving network with 12 energy champions across Kent and Medway offering free advice to vulnerable consumers about how to ensure they are on their best tariff. Typical savings of someone on the standard tariff is £250. We've been helped by Mongoose Energy, who are pioneers in the UK in the community renewable energy revolution. You can find out about Mongoose Energy by going to their website, which is mongooseenergy.coop, C-O-O-P. I will put the link for the Bond Orchard Community Fundraiser on the Kent Business Radio website, but you can find out about it by going to mongooseenergy.coop as well. So, Stephanie, the lovely Ms. Carpets. I'm so sorry about that.
Yes.
Stephanie, thank you so much.
It did make me think when you talked about the Nottingham Group, the Robin Hood was their name, wasn't it? I wonder if they're, with their energy, they're robbing from the rich to give to the poor.
Yeah. It's amazing how they thought that up, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah. It wasn't Little John Energy or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a dementia-friendly retailer? The Alzheimer's Society has launched a new guide for retailers on how to become dementia-friendly. 850,000 people live with dementia in the UK. Research carried out by the charity shows that 8 out of 10 of those living with the condition consider shopping their favourite activity. But 1 in 4 have given up shopping since being diagnosed because of difficulties with finding their way around stores. I have difficulty finding my way around stores. Let me move everything every week, don't they? Picking up the wrong items, problems at the checkout and worries about staff and other shoppers' reaction. So you can find out as a retailer how to become more dementia friendly. And the easiest way to do that is go to the Kent Business Radio website /MDAA. And there's a whole blog there about it with some resources that you can download with free information. So do check that out.
Lovely. So little Dodsy, are you going to do one?
Mm.
Go on, just go for it. I'll pass it over.
Go for it. Go for it, Ellie.
Leadership and Management Breakfast Networking Workshop, Canterbury and Folkestone. If you or your management team have not had sufficient training or built up the experience to enable you to manage your people and build successful teams, this workshop is for you. A systematic approach will give you an understanding of how to be an inspirational leader and effective manager to deliver the business's plans, grow and success your business deserves.
So they're on
Thursday the 1st of September 2016 at Canterbury, Thursday the 8th of September 2016 at Folkestone, and they're 10 a.m. to 10:30, 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
And where do they go to find out more?
You could, to find out more, you need to go to Kent in victorchamber.co.uk.
Awesome. Thank you, Ellie. That was brilliant.
Done, Ellie. With a cold as well.
Yeah. I thought you sounded dead good there. You got that raspy, deep voice with cold-induced stuff. Brilliant. Good stuff. Do you know what?
What?
I think we'll talk to another sensible guest, don't you?
Yep.
Having had a bit of decorum and sense introduced by Ellie, I think we ought to carry that on before we let it go backwards again.
Before we go on to Bird.
I never said that. That was Bird, I never said that. I never said that. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
We're going to have decorum later as well, though, aren't we?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show Mr. Carlton Walls.
Hello.
Hi, Carlton. Thank you for joining us. Carlton is from the Smartphone Film School. That's not easy to say either.
No.
The Smartphone Film School. So, Carlton, why don't you kick off by telling the listener a little bit about you and then a little bit about Smartphone Film School.
You can't say it, can you?
I couldn't say it three times in a row.
Smartphone Film School.
Did you practice that before you gave it the name, just in case?
No, I just winged that one. We got away with it, I think. I'm Carlton. I am a video production specialist, I guess. I've been working in the industry for as long as I can possibly remember. probably about 1990 was when I kicked off, and have been making video films for all sorts of purposes, really. We do commercials, we do a lot of online stuff, and you know, the industry's completely changed in the 25 years or so that I've been involved in it. And
if I remember rightly, you were a TV cameraman at one stage.
A long time ago, yes. Yeah. I was a TV cameraman. That was sort of one of my first jobs, was actually kind of coiling up cables behind cameras. I think that's kind of the best place for most people to start. And then, moved on through a bit of camera work, and then sort of got into producing, produced a lot of promos. And then from there, started producing broadcast commercials. So essentially, I don't do so much camera work these days, but, I still keep my hand in every now and then. Do a lot of writing, producing, and some editing, depending on, the requirements of the projects, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
We do good work. Currently working as head of production at Wagon Films, who are sort of based in Canterbury. And it was sort of out of that kind of business that the Smartphone Film School exploded.
Let's kind of concentrate on this.
So
it kind of says what it does on the tin, I guess, which is how to take videos on your smartphone.
Basically, what we are looking to do is, I think it's kind of everybody really, I think there's very little dispute now that if you're doing any kind of online marketing, really, you need to have some video content somewhere. Video content can be expensive to produce. Certainly, if you want to do an ongoing campaign, which, a lot of businesses would definitely benefit from, that's certainly been kind of documented as a really solid way of having video going. Yeah. Social media loves video. Everybody loves a bit of video, really. So rather than perhaps, pay a professional production company, what could be quite expensive to produce all that ongoing content, we figured actually kind of began actually working with a lot of our clients through Wagon Films. We started actually, teaching them how to put together video themselves, because everyone's got a smartphone. A lot of people have got DSLRs, quite a few people have got video cameras, and so if you kind of apply yourself a little bit, get some skills together, you can actually put together some fairly solid production yourself. Certainly stuff that's suitable for social media, stuff to support perhaps a more flagship piece of video that you've had made for your website. So you can kind of, your marketing budget, whatever you've got set aside for video, you can stretch that further, perhaps get more return on your investment, essentially.
Cool. Let's explore what we get here. So basically, you're offering workshops, teaching people how to...
Yep, we do a one-day workshop. And I basically stand at the front and sort of gibber on relentlessly. a big smile on my face.
Oh, you're selling this to me. He's selling me this.
Basically, what we teach you is how to kind of think about using video, how to put a video together, what sort of stuff works for businesses. We keep the group small so we can kind of interact with people individually.
So let me understand this. We're not onto how to use the phone yet. We're how to how to produce a video.
Before you pick up the phone, before you pick up the camera, you've got to pick up a pen, really. You need to know what you're going to make your video.
Okay.
About. So things so we, like about sort of storyboarding.
We teach you how to think about what it is you're actually going to do and how to approach what it is you're going to make. And once we've got through that side of things, we also kind of talk a little bit about how to become a better presenter.
Right.
How to do a better, how to create better voiceovers in-house if you're doing those yourself. How little tricks about what to use, how to use your smartphone to get the best results out of what you're what you're shooting, essentially, what you want to produce.
I like the sound of that because you're covering both angles on this as well. Because the natural instinct is to pick up a phone and start talking at it without really thinking about it very much.
Yeah. Yes, and that's kind of one of the things we found is weirdly, as soon as that light goes on the top of the camera and it's rolling, I'm sure you've done it. I know I've done it. Mm. Mine just goes completely blank, essentially.
What?
Who
said that?
So you need to... Yeah. So we try and combat that by kind of helping people prepare for what it is they're going to do. Mm. We talk about, essentially filming yourself. We talk about how to film other people, how to kind of find the right people. Perhaps if you've got a load of products that you need to do a load of demonstrations for, or a service where you need to, make quite a lot of content. Mm. We talk about how to break it down into different segments and how to actually kind of put those segments together.
I wanted to ask you about that, actually.
Then ask.
is there an optimum time for a video of this type? In terms of length, I mean.
Durations for videos kind of change on depending on where you're broadcasting them, essentially. If it's on the front page of your website, if it's something that people are going to hit first off, you need to get your message out there within 30 seconds, really. Mm-hmm. If you're, 2 or 3 clicks in and your audience is already engaged, depends how interesting you can be about your subject. You can, keep people watching for sort of 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
YouTube, a lot of the time, people tend to spend a little longer watching video. So it kind of depends where on the sort of customer journey it is.
Yeah.
But again, there are rules that you need to follow, or you should follow, for each of those videos, throughout where they are. You need to have your call to actions in the right place. You need to.
And is that part of what you're teaching?
Yes.
And because there's a difference, isn't there, between sort of, Facebook Live, which we did at the beginning with Bird, and just sort of going for it, and it's a bit rough and ready. Are we even doing it now? Hello. Rough and ready. She's offended now.
Live video presentations, just how to kind of set a few things up as well. And what sort of little bits of extra kit might be really handy should you be wanting to do a load of live video.
But that as opposed to, the slightly more polished videos on your website that you've planned out beforehand and you've structured and you've, got a bit of a script and that sort of thing. And some of the skills are transferable.
Though we're called the Smartphone Film School, because smartphones are really useful. Ultimately, it kind of came out of at the end of the lesson, at the end of the day's workshop, if you can go away and comfortably sit down, talk to a client, get a fantastic testimonial for the great piece of work you've just done, and know how to pick up the right shots to make that kind of flesh that out a bit, put that together, get that out on your website, then you're gonna really see a return on the investment on the day. And that sort of thing can really engage you, which can really help your business, essentially.
It's funny, I do some work with the Engage Success Movement, and we have somebody within our task force who does video, and they offered us a little course, a bit like the sort of thing that you're saying, but much more sort of informal, just for a few of us. And afterwards, I did some video to go on our YouTube channel and stuff, and I had a plant in this office, and then somebody sat next to the plant, and now I've got this reputation within our movement within our team as a fact that I took this picture with like this like random plant that took over the whole shot, and I was trying to be bit of interest, bit arty.
You were trying to be avant-garde, weren't you?
Your background's interesting, certainly.
I mean, but it didn't work.
We talk about kind of mise-en-scene and setting up shots as part of the course. We talk about camera work, we talk about how to get the best out of your camera, but then we also talk about the limitations of the smartphone camera, because those lenses are tiny, they can't do as much as perhaps.
No. I was going to ask you about that, because with more sophisticated camera equipment, you've got this green screen approach for a lot of videos.
Yes. Actually, we do cover green screen on the course. Again, it's a kind of fairly fleeting nod because it's something that generally you should spend a couple of hours setting up to do properly. But yeah, we talk to people about how to do green screen. It's quite simple green screen stuff.
Is it doable with a smartphone?
Yeah, to a point. It depends what kind of smartphone you've got. It depends how well lit you are as well. To be honest, if you're looking to do green screen stuff, I would start off with a professional production company, at least until you've managed to kind of see the processes go through a few times. Mm. You know, we're not trying to put production companies out of business but there is a lot of content that people can make themselves. You know, we're not going to turn someone into a kind of, you know, 25-year experienced video producer in the space of a day. Mm. But we are going to enable people to, you know, make fairly decent videos at the end of the course, basically. We've had fantastic feedback from everyone who's
I was going to say, it sounds like enormous fun, if nothing else. You know, I mean, and as you say...
We try and make it fun,
Do you get people to have a go on the day?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. There's a lot of kind of live review. The problem is I just get really excited about it because I still really love what I do, and I forget to have things like lunch breaks and stuff, so... Yeah. You know, kind of
it's overrated food.
You're not selling it now.
We do warn people in advance that perhaps if I do start getting overexcited and forget about things like breaks and comfort, just to stick your hand up and remind me.
So logistically, how does it work? How often are they being run? How do people find out more about it?
We run courses monthly. At the moment, we are running in Canterbury and Margate. We're at the Spitfire Cricket Ground in Canterbury on the 13th of September. And then following day, 14th of September, we are at Marine Studios in Margate. I could give you a long URL for an Eventbrite link.
Yeah, we like those.
Or you could just go to the Smartphone Film School website, which is www.smartphonefilmschool.co.uk. Try saying that three times in a row. And all the details are there. Basically, the workshop runs for a full day. It costs £295 plus VAT. Basically, it's...
It sounds like
fabulous investment.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Like I say, with the feedback we've had from people that have done it have been fantastic. We've had people send us videos that they've made.
Right. Okay.
In fact, kind of at the end of the video, we get people to kind of make sort of testimonial videos with other people on the course, so that we get a lot of content coming out of the course for ourselves to use in our own marketing. You may as well. Everybody who's kind of done it has really enjoyed it. In fact, one of the companies that we did some work for, Quicklays, down in Canterbury, we did a video production for them off the back of the production, off the back of the course that we did, and they needed to pick up a few extra shots. And it was great to hear them going through the motions, everything that we taught them. You could hear them kind of talking through what they'd done, because we encourage people to kind of talk through what they're doing. It helps people. We use a lot of checklists. So at the end of the course, you get handed a load of paperwork, say, look, this is basically what you need to do, and here's how you do it.
We like checklists.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, if it's not what you do day in, day out, they come in really handy. Yeah, and it's what I do every day when I'm not doing the smartphone courses wagon. Yeah, I'm just producing video. So, yeah, that's essentially what we do and where we go.
I was going to say, and sort of how many people in a group?
We limit the groups to 10 people. We never do any more than that, because it gives us a chance to kind of talk to everyone individually throughout the day and kind of talk about their business, assess what they do, look at what they do, so we can kind of help them perhaps direct and kind of understand what sort of video it is they want to do. So everybody gets a little bit of a kind of personalised session within the course. Yes, and we also do corporate courses. We've been doing a couple up at the University of Kent, where kind of it's just, you know, within a kind of single industry. We tend to do that on site. So we go in and we teach, you know, we kind of basically put a course together that's specific to your industry and what you need to do.
Right.
Which are fun. Yeah.
Cool. It sounds like enormous fun. Do you know, I might actually do it myself.
Yeah, we'll put you in.
Yeah, I might actually do that, because it sounds like great fun, and
We are actually in the process of putting together some specialist presenter training.
What's he trying to say?
TV presenter training, obviously. And we talk about makeup and, yeah, we talk about little things.
Like, oh, here we go.
He's
here
really
we go.
Going to town.
Yeah, yeah. He's been horrible to me, Joe.
Sometimes, yeah, you need to use the brush a little further back. Yeah, you know, it's get in touch and we'll see what we can do, really. We try and keep it fairly... We try and keep it fun, try and keep it interactive, get people working. We use a lot of kind of live screencasting at the time so that people can see what's happening, certainly when we're talking about shots and how you should set up a shot. We've always got that on the big screen, which is fun, fighting your way through firewalls and networks to get that set up, but we've got it nailed now everywhere we go. As of October, we are looking at starting courses in Ashford and Maidstone, sort of Kings Hill area, just looking for the right venues at the moment.
So if you've got a venue that could suit a space for about 20 people.
Space for about 20 is good, yeah. We like to have room to move around. Yeah. I might be sat down now, but I do, as you were talking about earlier, the kind of standing up thing, I do bounce around like a lunatic sometimes halfway through the sessions. That kind of standing thing, it's something that we teach people whenever you're doing a voiceover, you should be stood up, that sort of thing.
In the Wonder Woman pose.
Whatever works for you, to be honest. You know, with the kind of...
You're thinking we sound kinky, that's not what I meant. But what about a top tip for our listeners on editing apps or software?
So using top tip for editing apps and software... iMovie, I've got to say, if you want to make the movies Apple wants you to make, then it's great.
Yeah.
Other than that, I do like Pinnacle Studio on the iPad.
Again, Ellie can make videos on Pinnacle Studio, so I think that's fairly usable.
It's a fairly kind of comprehensive bit of software, and it's only a tenner. They're on Android, sort of Viva Video. It depends how complicated you want to get to. The problem we have with editing on smartphones is the screen real estate.
There's
not a lot of it. And you operate it with your fingers. It's just never going to be as accurate as perhaps downloading footage onto a PC and doing it from there. Your iPad, fair enough, you've got enough space to deal with. Yeah. It depends how intense you want to get. You know, if you're at an exhibition and you've just recorded the perfect testimonial for someone, you want to upload it on Twitter, you can select the clips you want anyway on Twitter. It's really easy to do. So that sort of thing, smartphone, absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to up the quality of your work and get your DSLR out, then uploading your footage to your PC. That's fair enough as well. We talk a little bit about how to film for an edit, how to make sure that you've got the coverage you need.
Lovely.
Brilliant.
And at the end of the day, everyone seems happy with what we're doing, so we're going to keep doing it, I think.
Brilliant.
We like it.
Yeah. Carl, thank you so much for that. Absolute pleasure to talk to you.
As ever.
Well, all power to your elbow. I might well book myself on. Oh, there's some serious equipment coming out now as well. Carlton, for the moment, Carlton Walls of Smartphone Film School, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Right, we've got loads of things to get through. We've got another guest to talk to. We've got loads of tweets, and we've got FSB, and we've only got 12 minutes left.
Yeah, so Little Dozzy would like to do that one with a big picture on it.
Which one?
Which has now just disappeared. Oh. Bradley's accountants. Here you go. Go quick. Can you read it? Okay, I'll read it then. It says, we'd love a Business Bunker shout-out for our Fakemon design contest. So go to Bradley's ACC, the Twitter account.
Bradley's accountants.
It's a Pokemon design contest, but Fakemon.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Exactly.
We've also had a tweet from Website Services, who are UK_web services, and they say, we're looking forward to listening to the Business Bunker Show today. Can we have a shout out? Hold on, I've lost it. And thank you to tell you that we're giving away 5 free unlimited hosting accounts. So there's, in conjunction with the Business Bunker Show, Website Services, UK_web services on the Twitter, are giving away 5 free unlimited hosting accounts. If you'd like to participate in that, give them a follow on the Twitter, UK_web services, and mention the hashtag BBunker. Thank you. We've also had a tweet from Lee Willis, who's the head of Ancorians Football Club, and they say, we have a new youth disability session which starts tomorrow. That's Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. at Ancorians Football Club over there in Medway. You can follow them on the Twitter, Ancorians FC.
But it's very distracting being filmed by our next guest, you
know. Well, it's now it's that time now that we're going to introduce our next guest. She's been hanging around this studio for a few weeks now. Has birds.
Months.
And it's been lovely to have her here. I thought it would just work if we let her actually have a go on the microphone as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's a bit late now, isn't it? Yeah. Could you imagine it? Yeah. I'm starting a show next week and I'm rubbish on the radio.
No, you're not rubbish.
Could you imagine it if I was? You'd be like, oh my God, what have I done?
You've got such a lovely accent for Kent Radio, though. Sounds very cool.
Yeah.
Bird from West Country, presumably.
It is. Martin actually put on Twitter, he said, put it on just now. He said, are we going to hear your Plymouth accent coming through?
I thought it was Plymouth. My friend Angela's from Plymouth, and you sound just like her.
I always go, I'm from Plymouth in Devon. I don't know why I need to justify where Plymouth is.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
No.
Yeah.
They talk funny down there.
They do. They do, don't they? Anyway, enough of that.
Yes.
I want to talk to you, Bird, about, you can tell us a little bit about what you do, but also you can tell us about what you're going to do.
Yes. Well, let's keep it short and sweet because we haven't got long, have we?
No, we haven't.
Okay, so I've got a company called Bird and a Bike, and really it's about empowering people, but I specialise in empowering women to go from their had enough moment to peak performance. Not only do I do that, I help you get through peak performance into resilience training as well. So how you can build resilience in your body and then that reflects in your business. Exactly.
Okay.
If only you could see what I could see.
That's me being resilient.
Yeah. So how I develop that and put it through the channels is I've just got a book out called It's Never About the Fitness, which is a bit of an oxymoron because obviously that's not what I believe, but it comes more... Everybody believes that it's all about the fitness and it actually isn't. It comes at the end. And then I obviously got the radio show, which is next week. Have we told everybody yet?
No, we need to tell everybody that.
We do. And then I talk as well. So that's unusual, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I talk professionally. So I talk about optimum health. So for example, and it was really interesting having Margaret here today. So I was talking to Harry Singer from Harry Singer's Foundation. And he in November is coming down with his youth leadership summit to Kingswood. And we did it in Kosovo last year. So he builds a European youth leadership summit. And I'm talking about optimum health on day two. So I'm going to be going around all the schools, really getting the schools to get their people to, and the children who are aged between, and I hate saying children, so young people aged between 13 and 17, to invest, to go on this 6-day immersion course into how to be a leader.
Fantastic.
I know, it's really exciting.
Fantastic. And you've also got an event at the Dominion Theatre.
Yes, I have got an event next
week. She's a very busy lady.
I can't believe it. So I'm talking at the PSA, the Professional Speaking Association, on Saturday in London. I've got my radio show starting on Wednesday. That's Wednesday next week. And then the Thursday, I've got an event that I've collaborated with, because writing a book is really isolating. And I'm a really sociable person. And I really wanted then to collaborate with people. So all my now business ventures are about collaboration. So I've put on an event with a venue in the Dominion Theatre in London. How beautiful is that? Mm. Yeah.
That's very impressive.
Fantastic. So let's for the last few minutes of this, let's talk about the new show.
I know, how exciting.
It's exciting, isn't it? September the 7th we launch.
Yep.
1 p.m.
PM. Thanks for that, Mike.
And it's called The Conversation.
It is, yeah. I thought it was really interesting. How could I bring a different angle to the show? How can I serve the listener so that they get, value from what people say? Mm. And really, the most important thing is that people will get what they want to hear rather than what I believe they need to hear.
Sure.
So I feel like I'm a Trojan horse coming with a surprise in actually giving people what they want, but actually serving what they need as well.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have guests on every week. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited about that. So guests who will be, we've got some of the top London coaches coming in, life coaches, business coaches. We've got some of our beautiful local Kent business people coming in. And also people that I train with, because I do a lot of fitness, so I do triathlons, Ironman marathons, and I've got some friends coming in talking about how they've put their life as a CEO and how they've done Ironman as well, and how that then connects through and what we learn from that as well. So lots of different things. What else can I say? So also I've got some autistic charities coming in to talk about that, because that's a big part of my life.
Sure, yeah.
Because my son's autistic, so and how that actually infiltrates into your life. So what value I can bring on an activities of daily living.
Absolutely. And we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great show. It launches on Wednesday, the 7th of September at 1 p.m. live on channelradio.co.uk.
I'm going to love saying that.
Yeah.
I want to do the number as well. 01.
O- one I don't two three three. 01233.
01233.
22 00 35. Oh, doesn't she say it so much nicer than me as well?
Yeah, you should record that and have that as a little jingle.
Yeah, absolutely. So do catch up with Bird in the conversation, September the 7th, 1 o'clock on Wednesdays. As always with the shows on Channel Radio, there'll be listen again, so you can catch up if you don't hear it live, and there'll be a repeat show that we put in the schedule at some time. Bird, we wish you much luck with that.
Thank
you. Going to be brilliant. We're really looking forward to it. For the moment, Bird on a bike.
I know.
Come back in
Come
a week's
back,
time.
See you next week. I know.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, Bird, thank you so much for telling us about that. That's brilliant. We're fast running out of time, and we need to now go through with our... It's that time again when we bring you the news from the Federation of Small Business. Unfair contracts are costing billions. The FSB has published new research suggesting that half of small firms have been hit by unfair contract terms, which are costing them around £4 billion a year over the past 3 years. And some of the biggest problems include suppliers failing to make auto rollover clauses clear up front and tying businesses into lengthy notice periods. 2 in 5 respondents of the survey said they felt powerless to do anything about unfair terms because the supplier was too important or too powerful to challenge. The FSB is calling for better protections for small businesses, as they can be just as vulnerable as consumers when buying goods and services on contract.
Small Biz 100 launched. FSB is thrilled our members make up 1/5 of this year's impressive Small Biz 100 list as part of the 2016 Small Business Saturday campaign. That means 21 FSB members will be highlighted during the 100 days leading up to Small Business Saturday, which this year falls on the 3rd of December. Now in its fourth year, the campaign is hoping to build on its 2015 success, where more than £600 million was spent with small businesses on the day itself.
Fantastic. The EU-funded schemes assurance. Last weekend, the Treasury announced guaranteed EU funding for British businesses facing uncertainty following the vote to leave the European Union. I can't emphasise this enough. I'm fed up with seeing people post on social media, we're all going to die because of Brexit, because our funding's gone. The government have now issued a statement guaranteeing that all previous funding will remain in place. The FSB has been calling for reassurance from small businesses in EU-funded schemes, raising the issue during the Prime Minister's first business event at Number 10. We'll be watching this carefully to see what the finer detail will mean for the day-to-day running of smaller businesses who have in the past relied heavily on EU funding. So that is, the government have announced that they will be guaranteeing all EU funding as existed up until this year.
New measures to support tourism. The government has published a tourism action plan setting out different measures to support the UK's tourism sector. This includes regulatory changes to allow B&Bs to serve some alcohol, a flexible apprentice scheme for seasonal workers, and a new set of rail ticket options to encourage tourists to travel around the country. The first grants from the £40 million Discover England Fund have also been announced.
Fantastic. The FSB have found failings in the legal services market. They welcome a Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, report that came out last week, which identified problems with competition in the legal services marketplace for small businesses. The interim report backs the FSB's calls to improve transparency in the market. The CMA will now look at ways to improve competition in legal services by increasing information on price and quality for consumers. The FSB will ensure it continues to be part of the review process going forward so that the legal services market works better for small businesses. Not beyond time, too. There are far too many dinosaurs in legal business who really need to account for what they do far better than they currently do. Let's put it like that.
The report did it. That was your view, that last sentence.
It was.
Technology healthcare funding. This week sees the launch of the Horizontal Innovation Programme.
Really? The horizontal one? Are they going to do the vertical one next week?
The search
That's
is on...
laid back, isn't it?
Oh, very funny. The search is on for small firms who have a technology that could be adapted and commercialised to solve a real-life healthcare issue. The programme has been launched by the Institution of Engineering and Technology, IET, and the Manufacturing Technology Centre, MTC, because everyone needs acronyms or whatever the word is nowadays. What's the other word? Not acronym.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but there's another mnemonic, but these aren't mnemonics.
Oh, mnemonics.
Are they?
No, that's an acronym.
No, they are mnemonics. Acronyms are the ones that spell a word, aren't they? Anyway, it will offer on small business support. It will offer on small business support worth up to £35,000 to enable its innovational product to be commercialised to help solve some of the current NHS challenges. Entries must be submitted by the 30th of September 2016. So still no clue why it's called horizontal, but there we go.
Cool. Firms are encouraged to join the UK Export Directory. The new Department for International Trade has partnered with the UK's five major high street banks to create the biggest export directory in the UK. Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds, NatWest and Santander will encourage their customers to join the new Directory of Exporters, which will connect UK business owners with contacts from around the world. Potential buyers from global markets will be able to search the directory for firms and suppliers located across the United Kingdom. The International Trade Secretary, Dr. Liam Fox, MP, said that the directory is the first step in creating a new digital service to make the UK the easiest place in the world from which to start exporting. Business owners are invited to register their interest in joining the Directory of Exporters ahead of its launch in November 2016. To find out more, you can register your interest by going to directory.exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Want £3,000 to help you export? The Open to Export Action Plan competition is a chance to win £3,000 to help get your business exporting. If selected as a finalist, you would have the opportunity to gain publicity for your business by pitching your export plans to a panel of judges at Going Global Live on the 17th of November. The deadline to apply is Friday the 14th of October. For more information on how to apply, visit the Open to Export website. So if you go to opentoexport.com and then do a search for the Export Action Plan competition, you'll be able to find it.
Thank you. There's a review of Business Red Tape has been published, a review of the steps taken by government during the past year to reduce the regulatory burden on business by a total of £10 billion over the course of this parliament has been published by the Independent Regulatory Policy Committee. The review covered actions taken by more than 80 independent regulators in the UK and found that the systems of measurement of the cost of regulation does not reflect the true effect on business and society. The introduction of the national living wage and the increase in national minimum wage rates, which were two of the largest regulatory costs to business that together cost £1.5 billion over the past year, were not even included in the government's business impact target. You can find out more about that report by going to www.gov.uk/government/news.
Steady job figures. A sign of strength in the job market this week, with unemployment dropping to 1.64 million. The UK job numbers show the unemployment rate steady at 4.9%. These are the first figures to take into account the introduction of the national living wage, suggesting that small businesses have, for now, managed to absorb the cost of the new wage and maintain slow but steady growth in job and wages.
Cool. Have you got any more?
That's all mine.
No, so that's all mine too. So that brings us... That's the end of the FSB News Update for this week. I want to tell you about Grow Kent, which is a new conference taking place on the 30th of November. And it's taking place at the Ashford International Hotel. It's from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and it kicks off with a breakfast. There's a great lineup of speakers, workshops, one-to-one sessions, networking and all kinds of things happening. The Grow Kent Conference is sponsored by Barclays Bank and MHA McIntyre Hudson. And it's supported by the Federation of Small Business, the Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce and the IOD Kent. And it takes place, as I say, on the 30th of November. If you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/growkent, you can find out all about it. What are you laughing at?
I was laughing. laughing because Dodsy's distracting me. She's been doing some Googling because clearly 2 hours is a long time for a 10-year-old to wait. And she was looking up animals and she tried to type in lambs in boots. She mistyped it as lamps in boots.
But what did she get?
She got lamps in boots, you know, like a boot turned into a lamp.
Hey, why not?
Sorry, it just distracted me because it was quite funny.
No, that's all right.
Can I just read this because it's nearly time for it, so we don't want to miss it. It's the UK Business Safety Week. So from the 5th to the 9th of September, the Business Engagement Fire Safety Team will be taking part in Chief Fire Officers Association Business Fire Safety Week. That's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And they'll be at the following locations: Monday the 5th of September, Tunbridge; Tuesday the 6th, Dymchurch, New Romney and Lydd; Wednesday the 7th, Whitstable and Herne Bay; Thursday the 8th, Dartford; Friday the 9th, Sittingbourne. They'll also be visiting Kent businesses offering fire safety advice. For more information about the campaign, again, click here. That's not going to work. www.cfoa.org.uk/21442. So that's UK Business Safety Week.
Fantastic. There's the last B2B of the year for 2016 taking place at Folkestone at the Leescliffe Hall fairly shortly. And the speakers there are going to be James Osborne, Osborne yes. Tweets, and Professor Richard Scase, who's the Emeritus Professor at the University of Kent. And he's going to be talking about grabbing the future, global and local business opportunities in 2017 and beyond. You can find out all about B2B East Kent by going to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/B2B East Kent. So do check that out and get yourself booked on that event because it's going to be another cracker.
Yep, I can thoroughly recommend James Osborne and his speaking. He was on the show, wasn't he, a few weeks ago?
He was indeed. Right, we're fairly much towards the end of the show now. It just leaves me to tell you what's coming up later today on Channel Radio. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr. Craig Avery, with his stripy socks and his showbiz entertainment show. That is followed at 7 o'clock by 18 tracks of new unsigned up-and-coming music. So 7 till 9, Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of unsigned new up-and-coming music on the New Potato Show. That is immediately followed at 9 o'clock by I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet.
My favourite one.
It's Joe's favourite show.
Isn't it?
1967, right? Yes. The comedic value of the funniest year ever in the history of man, 1967. I have no idea why it was so funny, but it is.
No.
And every week it's funny, and that's on I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet. And, of course, as always, on a Tuesday, we round off the evening from 10 o'clock with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George. One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So, basically, that's what we got on for Channel Radio for the rest of the evening. Do stay tuned to that and listening. Get yourself ready for Bird's new show.
Yes.
Not this Wednesday, but the Wednesday after, Wednesday the 7th of September.
Yeah.
And we're all really excited about that and looking forward to it. So what are you up to for the rest of the week, Jo?
Oh, end of school holidays, doing stuff. I'm ready to
ironing
start
uniforms
again the next week. Well, sort of that. Now, I'm not doing any of that boring stuff, but I'm not actually really working much because I'm just enjoying the holiday.
Are you? Are
yes.
you?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
See, some mums are like going, oh, thank God for that. They're going back to school. But I haven't seen her for the whole summer, pretty much.
Cool.
Farmed her out. So, yeah, it'll be good.
And you're coming to Create on the 29th of
well, I haven't the diary yet.
Just September,
just go home and,
which will be lovely.
The driver, the nominated driver.
And we're getting Simon to come, yeah. Okay, good. Sounds good to me. Let's go for it. There's something I wanted to tell you just before we go as well. Where's it gone? Hold on a second. Oh, here it is. There's a fetal alcohol syndrome charity ball, FAS charity. It's a black tie event. It's taking place on Saturday the 10th of September, and the tickets are £80 a head, and it's taking place at the Gillingham Football Ground, Priestfield Stadium, and you can find out about it and book your tickets by emailing grace@graciousevents.biz. That's grace@graciouseventsbiz. It's a black tie ball, Saturday the 10th of September. It's 80 quid a head, and all profits are going to fetal alcohol syndrome and the local fetal alcohol syndrome resource centre. So do support that, please, because it's a very important charity for you to support. 80 quid at Gillingham Football Ground Preschool Stadium.
Lovely.
And I think that's about it for this week. Mm. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
I'd like to say a huge thank you to all of our guests. Margaret Burrell from the Young Foundation and the Young Foundation Academy.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. And Mr. Carlton Walls from the Smartphone Film School.
Thank you very much.
The Smartphone Film School. The Smartphone Film School. The Smartphone Film School.
Yeah, that's it. The Smartphone Film School. .co.uk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Denise, you're impressed. It wasn't quite as good as the tongue twisters from her.
And a huge thank you to Sarah Ann Lucas, Bird on a Bike, and her up and coming show, The Conversation. And to my co host, the lovely little Dodsy, Ellie.
Hello,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
And, of course, to the famous Joe Dodds. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back with you next week.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.